That can be true. That is possible. Dreams have been described by the Holy Quran as well as by Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to belong to different categories. There are false dreams shown by Satan to misguide people. There are dreams of one's own thinking, wishful or otherwise, of fear, of oppressions, psychological phenomena working from within. And there are dreams, of course, which are positively shown by Allah. So this is possible, that what you think, you may see in dream. But the scientists are working on this subject, and the science is getting more and more developed now. Previously, they were just conjectures what dreams are. Now, they have further investigated and broken some ground on this subject. And now we see that dreams are not just the imagination of the day. They are a very complex affair. In fact, some psychologists who have worked on dream claim that it is not possible for you to think of something and make it appear in your dream. It is not possible for you. The phenomena is totally involuntary. Whatever occurs to you, it may have happened during the day and may not have. But your wishfulness has no part to play in your dreams. That has been rejected by knowledgeable people. Yet they claim and they admit that what you say in the during the daytime may have its influence on your dreams, or what you may have seen or witnessed or experienced even 40 years ago, if you are that old, even that can reappear in dream. So that is very complex. But still, the machinery is provided to you for seeing dream. That machinery can be fed from many directions, and many different material can be fed into it. So that does not mean that the direction of this machinery, which is heavenly words, is to be rejected. What the scientists say, what is bothering perhaps your mind is this, that because psychological factors are responsible for dreams, so we must reject the possibility of Allah revealing anybody a dream. This is a false way of approach. I mean, this is totally rejectable. This is insensible. No, this is nonsensical. Because a machine can be used by various operators. It can be used in various ways. If Allah created man with a purpose, with the ultimate aim to come into contact with Him through various ways, it would be a very unwise Allah to have made that purpose and not provided man with that machinery. So if man is provided with that machinery and it is activated occasionally by other factors, that doesn't gainsay the possibility of Allah using that machinery. This is our approach. Now, how that can be differentiated, for that there is a long answer. I can't answer you in this sitting. But you appear to be, both your brothers appear to be very intelligent boys. So I think you can read the Haqiqatul Wahi and understand it, because mentally you seem to be mature with the grace of Allah. So you better, if you're interested in this subject and how to differentiate between good dream and bad dream, between psychological dream and a satanic dream and a dream by Allah, this subject has been discussed in detail, in depth, by Hazrat Masih Maud in Haqiqatul Wahi.